step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's happy ending.
You wouldn't mind removing your hand from your face, Heather, so that we can do a podcast here. Let's push through. Okay, we're doing a podcast. It's a Tuesday. This is the happy ending podcast coming to you. We're all in front of the mics. Heather in front of mic number three or two. Which one is that? Five, four, three. Pete, you ready?
Right here, standing by.
He's doing some text messaging.
All right. And one. Action. Live mics.
Live mics.
Hot mic.
Hot Woo-hoo. Podcast.
We got a hot mic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about this Boston chef who spent the last 2 years trying to cut through all the red tape and open the Boston, Greater Boston area's first ever cannabis-infused ice creamery?
Wow.
Yes.
First of all, do you... Like, when you do an edible or if you do, like, any CBD stuff.
Every night to go to bed,
okay.
Yes.
I mean, you don't enjoy that taste, do you?
Oh, I do.
You do?
You haven't had the bedtime Betty, have you?
I mean, I've had grape CBD stuff that but I can still taste it, and it's not great for me.
I don't know.
I mean, I like the results, you know.
Right.
Because it works for me as well.
No, I've tried these lemon things. They're like, one's a taffy, another thing's like a gummy bear. It just tastes like lemon.
You're not
like
getting
fruit.
A hint of any. So this
yeah, a hint of the cannabinoid.
The goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say yes to that. I would try
it. Would you try this? Yeah, it's going to be in Framingham, Herbert Street. I'm not sure where that is.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where that is.
Framingham. It's called the Cloud Creamery, and they just got final approval.
Cloud Creamery. That's awesome.
2 weeks back to open this business. And part of the deal, too, is the community impact fee, which I think like Jack's Abbey did, too, where they give back portion of their revenue to the town, well, to the city.
Right, right.
Right? So it's pretty cool.
I got to tell you, since these CBD and THC floodgates have opened in the state of Massachusetts, my buddy Paul, number one, has stopped drinking. He doesn't drink. He doesn't touch booze anymore.
Well,
wow.
But
he sells booze, right?
But this, yeah, he runs the bar.
Yeah, that's but you funny. Never want a bar owner drinking up all the
No, I know.
Booze.
He just,
yeah,
it's funny that he doesn't have anything.
This is all he does. He has so many, what do they call them? Not apparatuses. What you smoke out of. What do you call that?
Bong?
A pipe?
A pipe.
He's got all the techno stuff.
Does he vape it,
and
too?
And he's pushing it on me all constantly. Try this. Mm-hmm. And I've come to terms with it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it anymore.
Especially in the age of COVID, when you're putting your mouth on it.
Yeah, that too.
When you're saying no, is it the fear that you may enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Because he's like constant, man.
Yeah, because now he's got a taste of the goodness. And it's legal, so you're not hiding it anymore.
And I will say, it doesn't give him the munchies, because he's lost 65 pounds.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Well, it's funny, too, because, coming up through the states, the Northeast Corridor last Sunday in our travels on the highway, we kept noticing billboards, even through Connecticut. There's multiple billboards of like CBD and cannabis outlets along the road, like giant billboards.
It's weird. It's something we'd never think of that we'd see, you know?
No, that's
it's
what I mean.
Nuts.
Like you see the fast food, the casino billboards, and then bam.
Well, I just go
CBD,
back to when I was
cannabis.
when I was a kid sitting at the dinner table with my family and my father talking about hippies and smoking dope, and you know what I'm saying, and how that just was banged into you that this was an area that you didn't go to, you know.
You stay away from those jazz cigarettes.
You know. Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
You?
So I had mentioned I had had a supernatural experience yesterday afternoon, and I was just looking at some of the replies. Pete, there are people that notice the same thing that you showed me. Wow, I see a man or person wearing a white shirt. Same as you, Pete.
Yeah, yeah. If you go through that video and you go through frame by frame and watch that door swing, and look at the reflection, There's all kinds of things in there.
Somebody said maybe Patsy coming to visit you.
Oh.
There's faces, bodies. It's nuts.
I thought I saw one in the tree on the right-hand side, like the upper right-hand
corner. Well, it is funny that Archie did point out that the trees were not swaying back and forth,
yep.
Which, I mean, that's what an investigative ghost hunter does. So Archie came on the show this morning. Also, I was able to get a fence guy to come out to the place in Connecticut today to give a quote on a fence, but I won't be able to make it there. So I was trying to explain to my wife where I wanted this fence. So I drew it out on a piece of paper as a sketch of the house. People were commenting on that, something that I didn't even think of. They want to know where I'm putting the gates.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have to call my wife and tell her I'm putting one on both sides of the house.
See, and I wish someone had told me that, because as a jackass 5-6 years ago, I just did gates on one side, and I should have done both.
Or stupid. Not just on sides, you could do one in the front and the back. Depending on what that leads
to.
Yeah,
that's how ours is set up.
Ours is front and back.
And you can get different size gates. If you have a riding lawnmower, you want a little bigger gate for
like
that.
The
and
one
you can do
I
a
got.
Pretty one.
Yeah, you can do like one solid, or you can do, I have 2 3-footers that form a 6-foot section.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it's a bifold
gate. You can do that arch, too. The pretty one where there's a gate, but
What
do they call that? Trellis?
Arch? Trellis, yeah. Arch. You could do the one that's just for people and not for lawnmowers.
What does that back up to? Because I noticed you don't have fence in the back. Is it back up
to something? That's private property back there. I don't know what the deal is. I mean,
is it woods?
It's all woods back there.
Nice. But I mean, is it fenced?
No, I have a rock wall. My back wall will be a rock wall.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, if you have a pet back there, it kind of, they could
I don't plan on having one.
No pets? All right.
Yeah. You're going to.
I think if I die...
Nope, it's not even going to be if you die.
If I die.
It's going to be a French bulldog, and it's going to be your favorite thing to hang out with in the whole entire world.
I will say...
You will fight her as to where the dog goes during the week. It'll be a French bulldog.
They're going to buy a third home for the dog.
If I die, my wife will have a dog within 2 weeks.
Mm. She will have a dog before you die. I'm
that's
not
how,
kidding you.
That's how quick, so... Yeah, I don't want one. I just don't want that responsibility. Plus,
the heartache at the end, which is what I'm going through.
Well,
right
the breakup, the thought of, you fall in love with these.
Oh, Jesus. Brutal.
Yeah, that's awful.
We've all been through it.
I've lost numerous dogs.
Looking into those little faces.
But I love their faces now.
Yeah.
I got one dog, and I know he's not, he doesn't have anything in particular, but he's a 120-pound, 10-and-a-half-year-old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So every night he just moans. He moans all night long.
Mm-hmm.
You know
he's
what?
Like the old man sigh.
Old man sigh.
Is that a pain?
He has arthritis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
severe. And he's got, a heart that's working overtime, and he takes a lot of medication.
Yeah.
But I love him, and I'll have another dog after him.
You get another big dog?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How soon do you think you'll get a dog after, I hate to say it, but I mean... Winnie's going to go, right, in the next year or so?
Next few weeks, probably.
Oh, for real?
We're closing in on it. We're actually, it's tough because you don't want the dog to suffer. It's not about you and your relationship with the dog. It's about the dog's comfort, and it's so hard.
How do you make that decision?
It's
they don't
such
talk.
A blurred line,
right.
It's tough.
When
so
do you
we've
pull
actually
that?
Scheduled a date.
Oh, you have a date?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it with the person that we talked about, or are you going to the vet?
I'm doing it with a person like the one you talked about.
Yeah.
Because that's...
At the house?
She's in Waltham. Yeah, we're going to do it at the house.
Yeah. It's so comfortable. They don't feel freaked out.
Right.
They're in your own home with your own blankets and your own smells.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we'll get one real soon, because we got a lot going on this summer. Yeah.
Do they take the dog then with them?
They can, or you can bury the dog.
What do you usually do?
Well, they took the dog, and then you pay for the cremation. And then they send that to you.
They give you an option, which is such a silly option. I mean, for me anyway, would you rather have a mass cremation, which means your dog and other dogs?
Or solo.
Would you like your...
Depends on your money.
It's like, you know what the difference is? It's less than $100.
Yep.
You're already paying $350. Right,
but
or
you
it's $314, I think, to have the dog cremated solo, and then you get the ashes.
It's gone up since 2014 because bro was $75.
Do you think you're really getting your dog's ashes?
I don't know.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, right.
You know what? I haven't been able to put two. I have two dogs' ashes in my bedroom in little boxes. Everybody's like, "Why are you keeping them?" And I'm like, "Cause I have nowhere specific that they loved the most to put them."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, nothing wrong with keeping them.
I know. Well, some people are just freaked out.
Do you think you'll be in your house, Heather, in Norfolk? Is that your forever place?
No.
No, you think you'll end up somewhere?
I mean, I want to stay there.
You don't want to dump the dog's ashes in the backyard.
No, and then I don't want to do it at my parents' house where they really liked, or in Canada where they really liked it, or a place called Fish Creek in New York.
Mm. Find out where the dog's parents conceived it, and then go back.
Do you know where Ellicottville is?
Hey.
Have any of you ever been to Ellicottville, New York?
No, I think you just made that up.
No, it is a scary-ass place, and no, I do not want to bring my dog's ashes there. Okay.
Thanks for asking that question, Kenny, because the podcast was finally getting fun.
Right.
Wait, are we still fucking podcasting?
I forgot we're even podcasting.
I thought you pressed the button
a while ago. I just thought we were chit-chatting.
Yeah, I am crying.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLS. And iHeartRadio station.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.